visitor from Elkins Park, Pennsylvania says, what is the halacha about a Torah scroll dropping on the floor? The Eitz Chaim touched the floor and the Torah mantle was partially disturbed. What is the responsibility of the congregation, the rabbi, and the cantor? The Torah fell off a shelf where it is always placed during the Haftorah. The Torah fell about 2 minutes after the Sefer had been placed on the shelf. First of all, Moshe Feinstein said it's not proper to put a Sefer Torah on a shelf, but rather someone should be holding it during the Haftorah. And if it was put on the shelf in a way that caused it to fall down, then the person who put it on the shelf and basically was derelict, and therefore it fell down, preferably should fast. If he can't fast, then he should give an amount to tzedakah. The people who saw it fall, irrespective of the rabbi, cantor, or congregation, whoever saw it fall, also there's a place to say that they should fast one day. If they can't fast, they can also give tzedakah. Here, there's an extra leniency. It seems that the Sefer Torah fell onto the bima. This is a raised bima. There are opinions that one does not have to fast or give tzedakah if the Sefer Torah fell on a raised bima. However, what one should do is at least give tzedakah to atone for the fact that it fell, at least the person who was responsible for it falling. And if other people who saw it want to give tzedakah, or even if they want to fast, there is a place for either of those.